So it's been a bloody week, hasn't it?
It's been a colossal week. I mean, it seems that way every time I'm on air this year, that the weeks are just absolutely crazy. Too much stuff to talk about, impossible. But, you know, look, there's one event this week we just have to talk about, you know. And, you know, this week has been, in some respects, a continuation of a dialogue women of Australia have been trying to have with the government, police and men of Australia. On Tuesday, the March for Justice saw tens of thousands of women marching across the country. Now, many people spoke on the day, but Brittany Higgins, who in many ways started this movement, was for many people the standout speaker.
I speak to you today out of necessity. We are all here today, not because we want to be here, but because we have to be here. We fundamentally recognise the system is broken. The glass ceiling is still in place, and there are significant failings in the power structures within our institutions. We are here because it's unfathomable that we are still having to fight this same stale, tired fight.
What can you say about that, Alex? Ones.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true, isn't it? I mean, like, and this, you know, Brittany has been such a, like, a strong and powerful voice through all of this, considering the comments and the scrutiny that she's come under for coming forward.
Yeah, and this has been going on for decades. I mean, in some respects, I could be a kid back in the 1980s. The same discussions have been going on and on and on. And, of course, our Prime Minister, while too busy to go to the march, he made this observation.
Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Unlike Excellent. What's happening in Myanmar, Scott Morrison was able to imagine the women marching were his daughters, so no one was shot.
Yeah, I'm sure his wife probably helped him write that one. But yeah, no, I was actually I was hoping we'd talk about this. I mean, this has obviously been the biggest story of the week, but you know, I was watching, been keeping a pretty steady eye on this, and I think it was Lisa Wilkinson, actually, she mentioned, she was like, oh, great. So my impression of this is like, we are, like, it's great. Like, you know, we can be raped, we can be assaulted. That's totally fine. But at least we're not getting shot. Thank God for that. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, the bar's pretty low with Scott Morrison, you have to say. And the other thing that is just, you know, I mean, let's not beat around the bush here. Australia should not be measuring itself against the absolute worst that the international community can serve up.
Against a military coup. Like, if that's, yeah. If so, that, if that's how low the bar is, then, like why aren't we measuring ourselves against other, other bars, you know?
But Alex, look, it's okay because men have come to the rescue. You know, men, we're here to the solution. We're here to the solution facing women's problems right now. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller thinks, you know, we'll be able to tackle the problems of consent with an app. Now, Alex, I've been waiting. I want to have a penny for your thoughts on this.
Mate, I'm going to need more than a penny. Like, just absolute crap, you know. Like, I mean, obviously, and you know, if you've got any, you know, young listeners here, then, you know, maybe turn it down a bit, but you know, we're talking about sex, right, in terms of consent and touching people, and the idea of having to log in every time is just ridiculous. Besides the fact that, like, that doesn't even, like, that doesn't even begin to address the problems of consent that happens during an act, you know. There's all, like, consent is such a huge issue. Making a bloody app isn't going to solve the problem.
Yeah. Look, consent is not a tick box, and it's not a once only tick box either, is it? So it's just, yeah, it's look, absolutely bizarre.
Exactly.
I can't wait till next week when someone's going to suggest we need QR codes in the bedroom. That's where we're going at the moment.
Well,
we're,
I mean, aside, exactly. And aside from the bigger problem of the fact that it's not just, like, yes, we have a huge problem with consent and the act of consent, but, like, furthermore than that, we have a problem with the way that our entire Australian society perceives consent and the way that we act around consent and the way that we treat women and respect women, and we treat and respect non-binary people and trans people as well, which come into this a lot, and the way that we teach our kids this. And making a bloody app isn't going to create a cultural revolution around consent. That's not how it works.
And look, there's a couple of things I want to add to this. First is Mick Fuller said this will help keep people out of courts. The The problem is that not enough people are going into courts for this. But also, these apps actually already exist. Go into your app store. It doesn't matter if you have an iPhone
or
a Google. These apps exist. There's an app I found in iTunes, the Apple App Store, which was about 5 years old. It was pretty gross, but it was, it was a yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down sort of thing. These apps aren't new. The reason they haven't caught on is because it's an absolutely terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at this particular app that you're talking about where it has, I changed my mind, I've been violated. It's not that simple. And as you mentioned, or actually we just had someone text in on the text line, I'm holding the phone as I say, saying that app would only serve men only. So, that's a whole other issue.
It can be misused, exploited. Just run down the list. To be fair to McFuller, by the end of the day, he basically said it wasn't a good idea after there'd been a volcano of outrage.
Well, you know what? Props to him for actually going back on that because apparently in this society, saying that you've done something wrong and apologising is really hard. So,
Okay, we won't go into the nature of his mea culpa there. But look, the other thing about this too is that, what we're talking about here is deep misogyny, a systemic problem. The idea that you downloaded an app and the problem's gone away, I mean, it's not even wishful thinking, it's magical thinking on the parts of men in this country. We'll have to wrap it up pretty quickly, but I want to mention that on the weekend, America will have achieved a milestone of 100 million people getting the vaccine.
100 million. Wow.
100 million.
Isn't it nice to hear a positive statistic out of America in terms of coronavirus?
And just a reminder, you hear a lot about American exceptionalism is gone. Well, here's a case where American exceptionalism is back. Pretty amazing achievement. And they've done it, I think, 48 days before the mark that they set themselves, which, I just want to end on the note that, to Scott Morrison, that, in some countries, people were met with vaccines.
Oh, but yeah, maybe there's another bar we should be looking at, eh?
Yeah, maybe. Man.